Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. This morning, the boys and I are up in Crawford, Nebraska for the last regular season high school rodeo. We have a couple weeks off before the state finals in Hastings. Zane and Wyatt are showing some improvement some days, but they're both glad they've got their qualified ride in early. The best bronc ride I ever made was up in this area almost 23 years ago, and it was one of those rare instances where I covered and had someone to witness the event. But that turned out to be not as big a deal as I'd hoped. We were hunting pronghorn near the border, and that day was made to order, myself and two in-laws, both named Doug. With fair shooting and some good luck, they had partnered on a nice buck, and when asked if I could pack it, I did not shrug. For you see, my horse was seasoned, inasmuch as I had reasoned I had hauled a loper in just one day past. But my thinking had a flaw, and this I too soon saw, that doing something once is not a lesson that will last. The plan it was to straddle that carcass across my saddle, thread him with the swells, and then secure him tight. And I was sitting in the seat with the mission near complete when my pony sidestepped and launched us into flight. That goat's head on the fly nearly caught Doug in the eye. It was a moment I won't soon forget. The horn hit my mare's nose hard, and she blew snot about a yard, and then my pony did a pirouette. That loper hooked her fore and hooked her aft. If it was funny, no one laughed, but I thought I heard a mournful cry to warn. We were doing a version of Western Swing when in my ear a voice did ring, "R.P., be careful not to break a horn." I had some reservation about that trophy's preservation. Survival now was foremost on my mind, and I knew if I was to fall, I'd lose saddle, horse, and all, and I was looking for a way out of a bind. But I kept my tongue. It just made sense to choose my final utterance, for to my heavenly home I feared I'd go. At the time I did realize I'd best not need apologize. What could have been my final words was simply, "Whoa!" We were at least halfway to the pearly gate as that mare continued to agitate, a twist and churn and mass of hide and fury. A lifetime of learning in a moment applied, I needed it all to make that ride. There was no time for planning or for worry. Deep in the seat I sank, that horn hit my pony's flank. I thought of my wife and a baby on the way. Using instinct to survive, I was glad to be alive, and that moment I knew I was on to stay. Then something flipped the switch. That mare planted, quivered, and twitched. Loper whacked her one more time, then came to rest. I quickly got the head secured. The only sound that could be heard was a demon beating tom-toms in my chest. My face split in a grin, for I had been allowed to win. I had stared the reaper in the eye, and he had flinched. And with a certain air of pride, we continued on our ride. My in-laws' admiration I had clinched. The sad ending, I'll confess, relates are sure tough to impress. I had made the ride of my life, I could have swore. A 2-bit ride, they rated mine, scored my mount a 29, for a total of a measly 54. My story's moral, you'll find true. Perspective shapes your point of view. That's why stories ain't all told the same. And those bugs flying round the campfire's glow, well, I'm sure they think they know the feelings of the moth that just landed in the flame. That might not have been the prettiest ride ever made, but I was sure glad to have covered that one. I hope your week goes smooth. If you happen to still be hunting for a little something for Father's Day next week, stop by the Homegrown webpage and take a look at what's available. The address is rpsmith.us. Have a great week, and please join me next time for another edition of Homegrown.